I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We want to turn to...
And since we've no place to go...
Where is the snow?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, Kevin, I think this is such an important topic to talk about this week because I'm feeling like we are falling way behind on the amount of moisture that we need to get us out of this drought. Kevin Eubank, meteorologist here at KSL, what do you say?
Well, Debbie, the first question is, what are you and I going to do about it if we are falling behind?
Hey,
I'd love to hear your solution for that.
Well, the governor asked us to pray for rain this last summer, and I did. Quite frankly, I kind of joked about it on social media, but I did pray for rain, and we got it. You know, so yeah. Do we need to start praying for snow, Kev?
The answer is yes. We absolutely do need to start praying for snow. But let me just tell you where we are. We are behind. After an incredible start to the year in the mountains in October, where they saw 40, 50, even 60 inches of snow during the month, to what we had is almost, well, it was the driest, one of the driest snow months in November ever in Salt Lake City. It was the second driest ever at Alta for snowfall. So we had a snow machine going in October. We shut it off in November, and here we are in December. The good news, we've got a stormy pattern coming, and we hope it's a pattern shift that will take us through the month of December and get us to where we need to be. It's definitely not too late to get an average to an above average year for snowfall, but it's growing late. And when you get through December, oh my, you do start to worry, especially if the pattern isn't set up correctly. But the good news is the pattern is setting up. We get a little brush by storm tonight and tomorrow, a little valley rain mixing with a little bit of snow. The mountains ought to get a couple of inches, but a colder, stronger storm gets here Thursday, Friday. And I think the potential out of that one is 12 to 18 inches of snow up in the Cottonwood Canyons, which is fantastic. It gets the resorts going and operating that aren't open, and it really helps freshen up the resorts that are currently operating.
And I know of three people who skied this weekend, and I heard that it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough skiing just because I don't know if they can't make enough snow. It's not cold enough. I don't know what goes into it, but we definitely need snow at the resorts. My head goes here, Kevin. Don't we need it even further up so we can get this drought thing done with once and for all?
Sure. And Debbie, we've talked about this on your program before. It takes as long to get out of the drought holistically as it does to get in a drought. So it's unrealistic to think that one year is going to get us out of the drought.
Okay.
And so we need to be looking at this as a multi-year process, but you got to start somewhere. And this is the year we have to start. We cannot get through next year, summer, spring, summer, fall, without snow this year. We have to have it. We don't have the reserves. We don't have the available water to pull from. And so this is a critical winter to get the snow. And you're right. Resorts are great. We talk about the recreation side. But we need to drink the water that's coming out of the mountains. And that's big time for all of Utah, not just the Wasatch, but the Uintas, the Wasatch Range, the Tavaputs into central southern Utah, Pine Valley Mountains. All of that water feeds the entire state of Utah. And so you are correct. We desperately need to get the snow going, not just in the north, but across the entire state if we're going to start stepping out of this drought one season at a time.
I know you recognize his voice. He's KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank joining me live here to talk about the snowfall that we need. He's predicting is coming for later in the week. A bigger snowfall than this brush by storm we're expecting this evening. So you don't really anticipate this evening storm, Kevin, is going to interfere with the evening commute?
No, it's pretty light. This storm is mostly... the clouds, a little bit of precipitation. The big change is going to be the cold. We've had the inversion with us for days. You'll notice we've scoured out the air because of that cold air shift that we've had. And so that's good news for air quality. And the storms coming this week will help keep things progressive, which helps mix the atmosphere and gets that gets the bad air gone. But the little brush by tonight is wimpy. It's not going to have an issue on the commute. Chance for a little bit of snow up in the mountains overnight and through tomorrow morning. So coming out of Parley's tomorrow, you might have a little bit of an issue. But the bigger issues are going to be Thursday and Friday. That's going to be snow down to the valley floor for the first time this year. And it's a big deal. We need it.
How big? I mean, are we talking morning commute stuff that we have to be worried about?
Yeah, Thursday night, Friday morning, we're talking a couple of inches. I think we could have 2 to 4 inches on the valley floors by Friday afternoon. So, yeah, I think Friday will be a day we have to deal with snow for the first time potentially in the Salt Lake Valley.
And I just want to have a Debbie Downer moment with you. I remember that you and I, you know, Dave talked extensively over the summer about the drought. And I think it was you who predicted that at some point, if we don't get more water and the moisture that we need, that we will be shipping in bottled water to different locations, more remote, you know, towns and communities. Do you fear that for the summer of 2022, Kev?
Well, if we don't get the water this winter, the reality of our situation, Debbie, we our supply comes from our winter snowpack and our reserves. If we don't get the winter snowpack, we've depleted our reserves. So the first thing that will be gone is going to be both agriculture and secondary watering systems, outdoor watering. Those are the first restrictions that will get put in place. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's just the reality of what could happen if we don't get the winter snow. And so secondary irrigation, outdoor stuff gets shut off. And then culinary water, primary home use water, gets priority. And there will be some communities that don't have supply in their systems to give primary culinary water. And that's where you'll have to end up trucking, bringing water in from other areas that would have enough water to bring in. So it's a very dire situation, and I surely don't want to be that pessimist that says that's what's happening. But if you and I get together and we start praying for snow, you do the dance, I'll do the dance, I promise we'll get the snow this year we need so that we don't have to do that this summer.
All right. So what's your drop-dead date, Kev, when you really start worrying if we don't see the storms blowing in?
If we don't have an average winter, which is December, January, February, if we can't get through those months with an average snowpack, we're in big trouble. Spring rains won't fill the reservoirs. We need snow. And so I think the next 2 to 3 months is super critical. We're already dire, but if we don't get it, I think significant plans will start going into place by February to react to what we don't have.
Kevin Eubank, KSL meteorologist, thank you so much for jumping on the line and actually got my anxiety going, Kev. You got my anxiety going,
hey,
and that's what you can pay for.
Breathe, Debbie. Pray. We need the snow. It'll come.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Look forward to seeing you tonight on KSL 5 News. The governor did ask us last summer.
Please join me and Utahns, regardless of religious affiliation, in a weekend of humble prayer for rain.
To pray. And at the time, it was a bit of an eyeball roll for me because I thought there were so many other serious things he could be asking us to do. But you'll be glad to know that I did pray and then it rained for a day or two. But I think we're in that position now where we're heading into mid-December. We got to start praying for snow.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.